let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Whispers of the Waves, A.K. Gerasim, a chief engineer in the Merchant Navy, narrates his sailing experiences on high seas, some life-threatening incidents from junior engineer to chief engineer, and he does it in a lighter vein. A mostly autobiographical account of his more than 30 years of sailing and working as a sailing engineer, weathering many storms, real-life adventures, near-miss incidents, and heart-stopping experiences. A.K., after graduation in mechanical marine engineering, chose a career in the Merchant Navy. He joined as a junior engineer at a cargo ship, sailed for 20 months at a stretch, appeared qualifying exam for second engineer on his first attempt. He sailed for more than three decades in ships of different types and sizes as a chief engineer. Car carriers, iron ore, bulk, general product, diver support vessels, and sailed as a chief engineer in the world's second largest ship at the time. He took over new ships from shipyards as well. Author of Whispers of the Waves, A.K. Gerasim is our guest on This Week in America, coming to us by Skype from India. Hello, A.K. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's a pleasure. It is an honor to talk to you. And I'm very happy that we belong to the same generation. So I think you will empathize with me and you will understand better me, because we belong to the black and white movies and then pre-internet era. So we'll be on a very good, wavelength.
Yes, we do. We grew up the same time, appreciate the same music, motion pictures, black and white movies were great. Don't know why they wasted the time, the money on color. Black and white movies were great. And maybe we'll get into navigational instruments and how that's changed over the course of your career. But I'm really looking forward to talking about AK's book, which is Whispers of the Waves. I mentioned coming to us from India, our first guest from India on This Week in America and Beyond, and it's a pleasure to have AK with us. Let's talk about writing the book. What inspired you to write Whispers of the Waves?
Well, one basic misconception is that, you know, autobiographies are meant to be written by, you know, celebrities, movie stars and superstars. And common people, they don't have any, people are not really interested. That's a misconception. Because if you recall, when Jerome K. Jerome wrote his book, Three Men in a Boat, in 1890, you know, this Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and D.H. Lawrence and others, literary age giants were there. But he was just a young man. Out of his teens, he wrote a book. And what was that book? It doesn't have any big plot or any mystery, nothing. He just wrote about his boat and his three friends. They went on a trip. That's all. And it sold millions of books those days. So what I feel is a book will be a hit if it is liked by the people. So that's why I wrote all my experiences. I had so many fun and fun-related and hilarious events in my school days, college days, and sailing days, and social life. And mostly, my book was only based on humor.
Oh, yes.
So that inspired me to write.
You've done an excellent job. And as you're reading the book, you are all of a sudden in AK's world. All of a sudden, you're there with him as he's going through all of these harrowing experiences, even getting claustrophobia from time to time as you're talking about the situations you're in and laughing with you along the way and experiencing all of these exotic ports that you got to see. It really is a thrill ride for us being there vicariously with AK Gerasim. And if you're Googling that, that's G-I-R-I-S-A-M. I'll give you all the information on the book, a link on our website, book available wherever books are sold, Whispers of the Waves. What was the purpose, the message that you wanted to get across? You mentioned humor is something that's very important. Was that part of the message? Is part of the message you want to get out? Humor, yes. Got you through some very difficult situations, didn't it?
Yes, I have two messages to send across to the people. First is, you know, you should pursue your dream. Don't, you know, think that, okay, like my case, I'm just a common man. I'm not what you call a celebrity. Still, I thought my stories and my experiences will be interesting to people. So I wrote it. Okay. And why many people don't do that is because of two reasons. First is, you know, lack of time. Lack of time is they're all the time they're busy. Morning to evening, they're busy, and then they get tired and they go to sleep. And second is aptitude. They don't have the aptitude to write. They feel, who will read our books? Who will read our, who is interested in our experiences? But fortunately for me, I had aptitude and had time. Once we load the ship in, say, Brazil, and we went to China or Japan, that will be a 40-day sailing, and I have a lot of free time. So I used that time to write all my memoirs in that book, and I had written that. So the second thing I wanted to tell people is, don't give up hope. As a sailing man, you know, sometimes we go through very rough seas, very violent storms. It can go along for 2 weeks and 3 weeks, and you can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't sit, and all the time ship will be rolling and pitching, and you can't say, I can't work because I'm tired, because there are only 18, 20 people in the ship. If everybody says, I can't work, then ship cannot go. So you have to work. The thing that pushes out, that drives us, is that we know that after a few days, sea will be like a lake. So we'll wait for that day. So that makes us tough, even in normal life. So my message to, the message I wanted to convey to my readers is that don't give up. It is, you know, there's nothing, your troubles may be there, but it will not be permanent. There will be a silver lining in the clouds, and there's the end of the tunnel will be there, light will be there. You should have that feeling and trust.
And you bring that to life, both of those points and more, in the book Whispers of the Waves by A.K. Grissom, G-R-I-S-A-M, book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to pageturner.us in the bookstore, of course, Amazon, the usual places. You mentioned before some authors. Who are some of your favorite authors that influenced you, that gave you that urge to write and to tell your story?
Sure. See, my favorite authors are P.G. Woodhouse and Jerome K. Jerome, and my great-grandfather, Gurjada Apparao Garu, and then one famous Telugu writer, Mullapudi Venkatramana. Had he been born in West, he would have beaten P.G. Woodhouse for humor. So these are my idols. So they gave me the inspiration. And basically, I selected humor as my plank. The reason being, see, some people may like, you know, thrillers, some like may romantic, some people may like scientific books and movies, but all of them invariably will like Friends, want to watch Friends, or Big Bang Theory, or Mr. Bean, or, you know, Laurel Hardy, or Charlie Chaplin. Why?
Yes.
Because humor, that will make you feel happy, that will make you feel relaxed, and it will feel you light. So humor is the basic, basic ingredient in my book. And one more thing I want to tell you, if you take any suspense thriller, once you will be glued to that book, okay, until you read the last page, you cannot sleep or even drink or eat, you will be so much thrilled to read that book. But once you complete that book, then you will not read that book for near future, because you know the plot, you know who is the murderer. But same thing with a humor book like Woodhouse or Jerome. I read it hundreds of times. Every time I feel sad or I feel dejected or, you know, angry, I pick up that book and read, and within 5 minutes I laugh and it become light.
Well, and so that's another advantage of this book, Whispers of the Waves. It's a book that you can go back and refer to. Each chapter is standalone. If you are going through a difficult time and you remember a certain chapter where AK was going through a difficult time out thousands of miles from shore and has a very difficult period, I mentioned sometimes 2 or 3 weeks, how did he get through that? You can go back, pick up Whispers of the Waves, and reread that chapter. Sometimes for humor, sometimes for some information to get through your life. Again, the book is Whispers of the Waves. Do you have a target reader in mind? As I'm reading this, it's like, boy, everybody can get something from this, even if it's just a good laugh. Is there a target audience you have for Whispers of the Waves?
I target all the readers, whoever wants to laugh or smile, whoever the capacity to laugh and smile, they're all my target readers. So like I told you, anybody, maybe, you know, like suspense thrillers or, you know, romantic movies or books, all of them will like humor. So my target readers are all and everyone. It covers all the vertical spectrum.
Well, it does, and it's a book you can add to the home library, and everyone in the family will enjoy reading Whispers of the Waves. A.K. Garisam is the author and our guest on the program. Information you can link on directly to his page at Page Turner and Amazon and order the book by going to our website. Let's talk about the job, sailing. Briefly, what are some of the challenges that you went through? And I say that because you could talk for an hour about all the different challenges. I guess it depends on the day of the week, the challenge you were going through. You had to balance a lot of challenges, didn't you?
Challenges is, sailing is not everybody's cup of tea. Okay, not all the people are made to be sailors or seamen. Okay. The reason being, first is seasickness. Once you join a ship, you should be prepared for, you know, violent, stormy seas, and then you should be able to have the capacity to withstand that pressure. Okay. Second is, once you sail out for thousands of miles, there is no help. You and your crew of 18 or 20 people, you have to sort out the problems, you have to solve the problems, you have to move to the next port. Nobody can come and help you. So that, and next, I faced, you know, many, what you call, emergencies like grounding and flooding of the engine room and collision, okay, and the fires in the engine room. So many other difficulties are there. So these are the, what you call, negative points. But the positive point is that it makes you tough, and life is adventure. Okay, life is not stagnant. Like, you know, 9 o'clock, you go to the office, same office, sit in the same desk and work in the same, look at the same colleagues. So here, every ship is different, machinery is different, people are different, and everything is, you know, not same. So life will be a continuous adventure.
And you get all of this that comes to life in AK's book, Whispers of the Waves, AK Garisam. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned your great-grandfather. Talk about him and how prominent he was and the role that he played in your life.
Okay. My great-grandfather, Mr. Gurjada Apparao. So in late 19th centuries, there was a very bad custom in India that was marrying of preteen girls to old men. So what used to happen? These girls were married off even before they were small kids. Okay. And when they are in teens, or barely before they cross the teens, they used to become widows. And their life was terrible. Because once she's a widow, she cannot wear, you know, colorful clothes. She has to sleep on the ground. She is given bland food and she works like a slave. Her life is doomed. So my great-grandfather was very sad. He wanted to put an end to that evil custom. But how to do? The illiteracy was very high there those days. So what he did was he chose the medium of play, stage plays. Stage play, you don't require literacy to enjoy a play. So he wrote that Kanyasulkam, one play, that took the country by storm, because though the theory was, the theme was tragic, there was not one, you know, sad scene in that play. It was all fun and laughter. So the spectators used to come out of the play laughing their guts out. Okay. But when they came out, their conscience used to prick. This evil custom should be eradicated. And within few years, that, you know, that custom was eradicated, and many young men came forward and met and married those young widows. So he brought a social revolution without, you know, with just a play. So he's the real great hero, and he's revered by all the people in India, especially in Andhra Pradesh.
What a remarkable man and a remarkable story, the grandfather of our guest on the program, A.K. Garisam. He is the author, A.K. is the author of Whispers of the Waves, book available wherever books are sold. Can you talk about maybe one, two of the near misses or dangerous experiences you had in sailing the ships? There are many that come to life vividly in the book Whispers of the Waves. Briefly, what are a couple of those that come to mind?
Okay, I can tell you two incidents. One was, you know, when during Suez Canal transit, what will happen from east, one convoy of ships will come, and from the other, Suez Canal. From the western bound, there will be one convoy of ships come. Both will come and drop anchor at a place called Great Bitter Lake. There they drop the anchor, and this convoy will go this way, and that convoy will go this side. So when we were in the Great Bitter Lake area, when we were about to anchor, captain called me. Chief, steering failed. I rushed to the steering room. You know, the rudder was stuck like this, one position, like in your car. Suppose your steering wheel gets stuck
yes.
in one position. It will swerve. You can't control, but you have a brake in car. In ships, we don't have a brake. If you want to stop the ship about 1 mile before you stop the engine here, by the time it will go, it will stop. The other option is you give a astern kick, reverse, and then try to control. Now, I tried to, you know, emergency steering, I tried everything. Nothing was working. And ship was turning madly. Then God is grace, great. I thank God. He saved me that day. I put off two motors for running. I switched off one motor. Then the rudder came to midships, and we were saved. My wife was watching through the porthole. It seems we were heading for a container ship like this. Then suddenly we turned. So that was one narrow escape we had. And the second one was, this is also quite interesting. Our ship was going out from Vizag port. So what happens is one pilot will join the ship, and he'll take the ship to the mouth of that port, from where open sea will be there. He'll drop and he'll go back. He'll take the ship up to that port. So the pilot got on and ship was going. We were about to enter the open sea. So I went to the bridge, I opened the door, and I wanted to talk to captain about fuel. When I opened the door, in front of my eyes, that seaman who was holding that steering wheel, he fainted. He fainted, wow. And in that process, he turned the steering wheel and he fainted. Oh, now, I was in a dilemma, what to do? First, should I attend to that person, give first aid, or should I take the wheel? I cannot take the wheel because I'm not competent or qualified to steer the ship. And nobody was there on the bridge. So I ran to one end of the, one wing of the ship. Captain was not there. Then I ran to the other wing. Then captain was watching some other ship through the binoculars. Then I shouted at him. He ran and took the wheel. Okay. Then I announced in the, PA system, people came and attended him. He fainted. There was nothing wrong. He was working in the hot sun whole day and he fainted. And when I think back, suppose I arrived there 2 minutes back late, then we'd have banged it some other ship. Because I could see the, you know, fear in the ships, and the people on the ship, or the other ship.
Oh, yes.
They were shouting and waving hands, hey, go, go.
Wow.
So those were two of the incidents I can recall, but there are many. I have written all in the book, and it will be quite interesting, actually.
Well, there are so many in the book. Whispers of the Waves by A.K. Gerisum is our guest on the program. Anybody that has a group of college buddies and they're known as the Wild Bunch has my admiration. That's the way to go through college. You had the group you went through, the Wild Bunch. Do you still get together with them, and how do you keep this friendship going for now nearly five decades?
Yes. All my friends in the book, first two chapters are dedicated to my friends. And that time they were only teenagers. Now one of them has retired as a colonel in the Indian Army, and the second is a CEO of a very multinational company, and the other has become a chief engineer in government civil engineer. So like this, all of them have become to reach top posts. And unfortunately, one of my very good friends, Dinesh, he has passed away. Only last year during COVID time, he passed away. Otherwise, all of our friends are in touch. And we, even when there was no internet, we used to visit and we used to call. We kept in touch. Our friendship is still going strong.
That's amazing. After all of these years, the Wild Bunch still gets together, probably wild in a different way than you were back in college days, but you still get together. A couple minutes left in the program. Our guest is A.K. Gerisum, G-R-I-S-A-M. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to pageturner.us in the bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The book is Whispers of the Waves. Talk about what you've got coming up. You are a gifted writer. You've done a remarkable job in telling your story with a sense of humor. The book is, once you start reading, you want to keep going another chapter before you put it away for the evening. Are you working on something now? What are your plans as an author?
Yes, I have two books I'm working on. One is, like I told you, everyone has an interesting story. The only thing is they don't have the aptitude or time.
Yes.
In 2005, there was a fire accident in oil field near Mumbai High. One ship called Samudra Rakshak, it banked the oil rig and there was a big fire and many hundreds of people died. Okay. And that is a diver support vessel. Diver support vessel means, you know, these divers will work on the seabed. That means they may work at 200 or 300 meters down, you know, at the seabed. So that ship has a chamber. In that chamber, 12 divers will be there. And that chamber will be pressurized to the depth of the seabed. Okay. So those 12 people were there in that vertical chamber. And the ship caught fire and so many people died. Some people, you know, got down into lifeboats and escaped. The fire was put off and they survived. That is the greatest story. That's what I'm working on. And I met one of the divers. I met him recently. He told me his ordeal in that, you know, chamber waiting for somebody to rescue them. That was a fantastic story that I wanted to working out. And one more story I'm working out is about one character called Bhishma in our Indian epic Mahabharat. That also will be very interesting. And I hope it will come out very soon.
Well, I hope that both of them do, and we have a chance to talk about those. It's been a fascinating conversation with our guest, A.K. Gerisum, G-R-I-S-A-M, book available wherever books are sold, Whispers of the Waves, coming to us, our first guest from India. and via Skype. And the pictures look good. It's been a really enjoyable conversation. AK, thank you for joining us on the program. Hopefully we'll do this again with the other books. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. And I also thank Paige Turner and Jojil Koktas for making this happen.
Thank them for setting up our conversation today. Not easy when one's in the United States and one's in India. We got it all squared away. Picture looks good. The quality is great. The content is excellent. Whispers of the Waves by A.K. Garisam. Book available, pageturner.us and the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.